took one or two Hakdamas before we start. First of all, I always have this Hargasha when I get up to speak. That I'm speaking to an Oilam, which Betzim can do the same drasha that I'm doing, probably better than me. Why am I saying anything? But the Maisa, they stuck me up here, so just stuck listening to me. That's my first Hargasha. To stand in front of such a mechubad de ketzibur and to share some thoughts is a very chashuv thing. It's a very big skus. Thank you for letting me talk. The second, I don't remember where we're holding, so I'm going to pick up from Ois Chav Zayin. So if it's a repetition, Chazor is a good thing. Like the Sil Sharma says, that the main thing over here is not the Kiddush, it's the review of the points which are already have been thought. Ois Chav Zayin. So the Rosh says, the Harchik Gaiva Vekas, person has to distance Gaiva and Kas from himself. If you go, Arabi Yetzahara, you have to yell at the Yetzahara, to scream, push him away. Which is coming to be Macy Masiacha Lalechas Badarchalipcha, to go in Darchalipcha, while Teish El Darachab, do not turn to his way. Because the approach that you have, that you found with your avodah to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Betzim is the Dabra Toiv. You have to recognize that, and don't allow the Yetzirah come to take you to other directions. So the question really is that he already said back in Ois Aleph, Mamash, the first Ois, where was the Yisrachak min Gaiva B'tachos Arichu. He already said the first few oysters, he already said a person should be marathic, gaiva v'kas, to distance himself tremendously from gaiva v'kas. There's moid moid habishal ruach, as opposed to certain things you're supposed to go, like the Rambam says, the derech ha-mamutza, this is something which you have to distance yourself from totally. He already said it, the mamash, that was his first ois of the sefer, was in marathic gaiva v'kas, and here he's repeating it again. Why is he repeating it? So Rabbi Rukam tells on this aura that there's what's the need for the repetition? I want to suggest the following. Maybe the Chavos Lubavitch, when he talks about the inyan of the beginning of Shara Kaniya, which is the Shara of Haknoah of Anivis, Anov with the opposite of Gaiva. So he points out that there's two types of Kaniya, of Haknoah. There's the Haknoah which that animals have, that they're submissive, they give in, not feeling that they have any reason, any right to rebel. They sort of give in automatically. Then there's the Haknoah, which for that to deserve the title of Haknoah, truly, it doesn't deserve it, except for, as he calls it, a borrowed terminology. A human being does that, he doesn't see his worth, doesn't see his value, and he gives in, but that, what am I anyway? That's all he feels. That has no shaykhus to the real act of Haknoah. The true act of Haknoah is a person who understands his value, his cheshivas, tremendous value that he has, and understands with that he's supposed to be machni himself. That's the true Haknoah. Tzadik says, in Sikha Tzadik, he writes, he says that immediately after the person has a munah in a Kadosh Baruch Hu, immediately has to have a munah in himself. The Rosh created him for a special reason. He's a special matana to the Bria. There's nobody else going to be like him. The Rosh has a reason why he's here. He's very valuable. So, so the person has to have a certain vayibaliva b'darchei Hashem, a belief in himself, a strength, etc. So how do you measure, how do you know if this gaiva that you have is the correct gaiva, the understanding of the value of human being, etc., what it is, that's what it is? Or is it the gaiva which comes, which the fake gaiva? Many times the false gaiva, the incorrect gaiva, comes from the opposite. A person doesn't understand his value, and he feels a need to thereby impress and pump himself up and pretend that he's valuable because he needs to convince himself that he has value. Low self-esteem. Rabbi Twersky, in his if you've ever seen that he did a series of two or three books about low self-esteem based on the peanut comic strips, right? You know, so his theory was that every character in the comic strip was a different manifestation of low self-esteem. So Charlie Brown is obviously, you know, I can't believe I'm saying this in front of the Steve, but anyway, okay, right? So it is, you know, one manifestation. He says the opposite is Lucy. Lucy is this person who pushes the whole world around, but she doesn't, because inside, she doesn't feel good about herself. she has a need, then, you know, as he suggests, you know, one, there's a people who have dependencies, and that's, you know, that's the blanket represents, you know, alcohol, etc. Then there's the fantasies, and that's Snoopy. You know, he has a whole book about this theory here, with the comic strip. So at least if you don't like the book, you can read the comic strips at least. Yeah. So there is, it's a tremendous truth that a person who has low self-esteem many times is a person who becomes pushy and loud and aggressive and assertive, not because they believe in themselves, because they don't believe in themselves. So where do you measure the differences when somebody steps on your toes? The person who has the true understanding, the true value of what he is, he has no need to convince you of that value. So you can step on his toes and he's able to be moichel. And the person who doesn't have that, when you step on his toes, you're going to hear about it. So he says, L'harchi gaiva v'kas. The measure of the gaiva is the kas. That if a person truly understands his value, he's the true one who's able to bend. The godless autumn is the ability to bend. The morale says that that's a person who's not, it's not correct by moedim, so he becomes after he's nifter, so his spinal column his becomes a snake, a nachash. So morale says, what's the moshul? It says the nachash was greater. He was the greatest animal which existed. He was given godless. So the purpose of godless was to be able to then bow down in front of his creator. He didn't do so. So a person doesn't bow by moedim, that which make human being erect. The person's backbone, which gives the person the ability to stand erect and be that, have that chashivas. The purpose of that is then to be able to take that and to bow down and give to, and in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but in front of others, to be able to take that godless and say, now I can serve somebody else. We also, whoever our Rebbe was, we saw that godless. That the ability of godless was to not be in a spoil what somebody else, whether they're worried about you, didn't worry about you, you do the right thing and you went right there. And you're able to focus on somebody else's needs, somebody else as opposed to your own, because you weren't busy trying to fill yourself up, your emptiness inside of yourself. So he says, L'harchit gaiva v'kas, you want to be marked the gaiva, which is not the gaiva which is the good gaiva, it's the gaiva which generates the kas. So maybe that's the suggestion what he said before. So comes, he says, listen, the Yetzer comes along and says, oh, you're about gaiva ready, so we're in the same deal, so come my way. So no, you have a good Muhammad. HaMashiach HaLelechus Ki Derecha Zach V'Yosha, what you're doing is good. It's Taka Zach V'Yosha what you're doing. Don't think that what you're doing is not richtig. It's a Gabal the Gazach what you're doing. The person understands his Chashivas, understands its value. I was once talking with the Adam Nichbud, I can't say Adam Gal, Adam Nichbud, Talmachachachim, he's Machabra, a lot of different Swarim, etc. And he's gotten a tremendous amount of accolades for his sworn, for different things that he's put out, etc. And I asked him, like, you know, does it ever, you know, how do you relate to that? How do you deal with that? So he told me a line. He says, as soon as he finishes the first sefer, he makes a siyum, an honor of the sefer, that he has a suda, and finishes the sefer. The next day he starts the next one. He forgets about the previous one. It's such a gewaldig, healthy attitude. It's like, you know, the person who's the Balgaiva, he has to keep reminding himself, look how great I am, look what I accomplished, look what I accomplished, look what I accomplished. I know I'm good, I know I accomplished, I know I did well. Vaitrege gangen, why am I sitting and resting on my laurels? Let's go Vaitre and do the next thing that we have to accomplish. Let's go to the next avoidance. So that was it was an interesting, the different thermometers you can have, different measures you can have of knowing what it is. I just say, I'm in one field of chinuch, many are in a different field of chinuch, but we're all in the world of chinuch. And one of the things that we see dealing with the Talmidim is this issue of low self-esteem. Right? That, you know, think the Rebbeim also said, we also grapple with it ourselves. Forget about the kids. We grapple with it ourselves. Right? That confidence to get up and do what we have to do and say what we have to say and be confident to do it, but even though it's not necessarily the most popular thing, the most easiest thing to do, and if you're comfortable, not everybody agrees with me, okay, and not make an issue out of it. Right? It's a challenge which we have to give the child that ability. If going back to the analogy, I wonder, I mentioned this once over here. One of the characters back in the comic strip was a fellow named Five. He walked in for about a few weeks. So that's my Bikias over here, okay? He walked in for a few weeks somewhere in the 60s with a big five on his shirt. So everybody asked him, well, so what's your name? He says, my name is Five. He says, that's a strange name. What's your name? My name is Five. So my father decided, nowadays everybody's only a number. Why should I give you a name? It's a waste of time. That's your name. I'm the number five. That was the ha'ara. It's a fascinating ha'ara. You know, the value of each human being is lessened in our society in many ways. We're reduced to, in the sense, you know, there's so many of us. I had this, excuse me, the older generation, older than me, right? I'm not so old, but, you know, I don't look in the mirror. I don't see what color I have in my beard. There used to be something called the Kinos B'nai Torah, Cholamoy Pesach, Cholamoy Tzukis, in New York, for the B'nai Torah of the tri-state area. And we would come together, the Gura, 14th Avenue, Olam HaSholem, right? Yeah, the big hall over there. And Rav Moshe came one time, Rav Yaakov came one time, Rav Gifter came one time, and they would come and they would speak. You know, and this was like in the early 70s. And I was this small, and I can't say every single person came. You had about 900 to 800 to 1,000 B'nai Torah there for the Kinnus. And that was it, my friends. That was the B'nai Torah of Klal Yisrael in the Tri-State area, not the Midwest, wherever it was. That was it. So Rashi, one time said, you're the elite of Klal Yisrael. He used to make us, he was very, very adamant that the Bachman should wear ties. He says, in those days, the business people wore ties. You're not any less chashuv than a business person. You're the elite of Klal Yisrael, of course you should wear a tie. So some Bachman listened, some Bachman didn't listen, for states. But the etzim musig of that was the message. Right? It's much harder to tell it to a kid when there's 100,000 of them, Baruch Hashem. I'm a one of a thousand, and there are many out there which have chosen a different path that I'm aware of, so it's, I can work on understanding the value of what I'm doing. If I'm one of 100,000, it's a lot harder. I'm a number. So how do you get the message has to be to each child that they're valuable. Now the way you get the message across the child is you got to believe it. We have to believe it ourselves that each child is unique, each child is different, each child has what to offer. And the kid who's whatever issue he's grappling with, we have to look at him and see the gavaldik gemayla that he has. I just gonna finish off with one ha'ara. I deal with guys who are dating and chasanim. So I point out and Shalom Bayis afterwards also, I point out that it's a little bit harder in elementary or high school level a little bit. Since people's mindless are their concerns. There's something that's called the candy store syndrome. The candy store syndrome is you give a kid $10 nowadays, probably $20, you stick him in, stick him into the candy store. So what does he do? He says, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. So guys start dating, they do the exact same thing. I would like a girl that she's put together, she's on top of her game, etc. And she's laid back and relaxed. I say, excuse me? Why can't I have both of them? Rebbetzin so-and-so was like that. Well, Rebbetzin so-and-so is 60 years old, and she wasn't like that when she was 20 years old. One woman, her strength, she's very organized and on top of her game, etc. And she's going to be a woman who's not going to be relaxed and laid back, and when things will go her way, chill out. Now, the person's a very chill out woman, everything will be relaxed in the house, etc. And she's not going to get supper on top of the table. Which one do you want? Choose. Okay, now you chose, and you decided that. I had one guy told me, he says, listen, I need, he's a Yekko, he says, I need, many generations, Baruch Hashem, I need a Masuda Dika house. He married a woman, she's an interior designer. But the house is not the most, you walk in, there's a certain way you walk into that house. Throw your jacket, you don't throw your jacket anywhere, you don't move, you take your shoes off. There's a certain, that's the price that you paid. You said that's valuable to you, fine. So every time it starts getting on your nerves, you have to think, wow, this is going to be the Mila. That's why she's able to accomplish. Da, 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 da. Instead of focusing on the Chasorin, you focus on the Mila, because the Chasorinus are the Milas. It's the exact same thing, Batson. So if you can, each time you look at the time when it starts getting, that Gavaldi Gamayla, which you chose, which is why you married her, which is getting on your nerves now because you can't live with it, focus on the fact that you chose it because of the strength that it has. And once you accomplish that, you focus on the Mila Shabbat. You see Mila. So where's the Chasar? Nobody's perfect, by the way. We're the exact same way. It's the second half of the conversation I had with the Chasan. It's like the Maisa with Reb Sheinberg. Bracha's going out, so he comes back, and all such. Just hemming and hawing. So Rishayim says, finally, he says, so what's the issue? He says, I don't like, you know, she's not, you know, it's pretty enough. This is Rishayim in his inimitable way. He says, you don't look like Clark Gable to me either. Like, you know, Mehechatesi, you deserve like this, you know, whatever, you know. So we have the same problem. My mindless and my chesroinus. But me, you know, the mindless, the chesroinus, no. But if we deal with Hamidim that way, you know, there's a kid, he's full of life. He has a shua de vibra, he's gewaldic. And he's very hard to contain in a classroom. So in the classroom setting, which is where we meet him, like, you know, all we see is that part of him. That's a chesaron. He doesn't have a chesaron, he has a maila. In many areas. In this area, it's going to be a chesaron. You've got to live with the chesaron part. But if you focus on the chesaron part, the message you're giving across to the kid is going to affect his self-esteem. And if you focus on the maila shavoy, you're giving a message that you're a very special person. You have unique characteristics. I use a muscle for this. Imagine the following. I don't know. Imagine the garden says there are sheep and kechas and nefesh. You know, some of them are physical things, but let's say for argument there's 20 kechas and nefesh that a person has. You know, he has a certain amount of reasons, a certain amount of anivas, whatever, etc. And each one you can create, you can have them on a scale of 1 to 10. So you can be a 1 in Zrizis and a 3 in Anivis, etc. You know how many combinations you can have of that? Our mathematicians will please give us, right? You can go from 1 to 10 on each one of them. Right? What's the number? What's the amount? My mathematician, please. Okay, you'll figure it out for me. Right? If the number is well into the quadrillions, probably more than that, probably into the quintillions or septillions already. The amount of human beings which can exist, the amount of each human being, by definition, has to be unique. I'm a 1 over here, and you're a 2 over here. Well, I'm that 2, and I'm a 1 over here, and I'm a 3 over here. Combined, nobody's the same. Everybody has gavaldik gemayelus. The Bresham each put each person here for that purpose. So that's the challenge of the self-esteem. And when I really believe that, then I'm very comfortable. So you're different than me. So why am I small? I'm very comfortable with that. So I don't have no reason to get kas. It's like the rush, the hartik, gaiva, the kas.